How are you this morning?
Doing
okay? Did you have a good weekend? It's a weekend. How could it be any? Oh, the will be coming to you. Good morning. You're rather dour than. Thank you. So.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of caution tape and there's a pot of.
There's a pot and some caution tape. A typical Sunday at LCH. Come on, let's go take a look. So when you see this, what are you thinking? Crime scene.
Yes.
No, because then it would say crime scene. Don't you ever watch television? If you see something like this, what is it telling you?
Something about
crime
scene.
Something.
Be safe.
Be safe. Very good. Are you supposed to go in here and get whatever in here?
Yes.
Unless you're the authorities.
Unless you are the authorities. This means danger. Or as my hero used to say, danger, danger, danger. You're not supposed to go in here because it's the law. So you've hit it right on the head. But I want to go in there. Read Genesis. It's amazing. I want to. The place you are not supposed to go is where you want to go. Well, that's the law. So this morning, Connor, this morning, all of the gospel, all of the lessons are all about the law. You remember the big law that came in Deuteronomy? Exodus? All of that stuff? That's the one I'm thinking of.
Exodus.
Thou shalt not...
Murder.
Thou shalt not...
Kill.
That's the same as murder.
Trespass.
Trespass. You shall not trespass. What else? Shall not lie. What else? Steal.
Commit adultery.
Bummer.
What?
Sin. Well, I don't think that's in the Ten Commandments. The whole thing is about not sin. Yes?
No.
Don't what?
Don't hurt people.
Don't hurt people. Do not covet.
Covet? Do not commit.
What is coveting? Coveting is when somebody has something that you want and you like, oh, I really want that. I'm going to try and figure out how to get it. Thou shalt not steal. That's the law. So today is all about the law. And so the law is sort of like the car. It tells us where we shouldn't go. But I want.
What is under
it? I wonder.
See.
It's a crunchy.
So, what is in there?
You have a dead potted plant.
No, dead potted plant.
There can't be AIDS.
I'm wondering if it doesn't do something else. I wonder if the law not only keeps us out, but maybe it's.
It keeps us safe.
You're right. It keeps us safe. It also, sometimes the law is trying to point to something else. Maybe we're not supposed to steal because it's wrong, but also because you want to help your neighbor keep what's theirs. And like the 10th commandment that says, thou shalt not annoy your pastor. It's probably so that you can make it to the end of the service. Right, yeah. Maybe the law doesn't just keep us safe. Maybe it helps our neighbors. So I think today, if you can help me, if you would just pull that tail right there, one of you. Or all of you. There you go. Wait, no, you're pulling it the wrong way, my friend. Thank you. You've done your part. Now your brother's going to unwrap it. I think the law not only tells us what not to do, I think it's pointing to something really important. Pick it up. What does it point to?
A Bible.
It's the Bible.
If I get the people time thing.
And I think particularly the law is pointing.
Stop.
Thank you very much. Remember about the thou shalt not annoy your pastor? It's in there. Go ahead and just set it down for me. I think it's pointing to this. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor. I think the law doesn't just keep us safe. It helps us to serve our neighbor too. So caution tape, the law kind of keeps us away, but it also points us to the love of God. Let's pray together, shall we? Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day, for the law that helps us to better understand who we are and who you are, and helps us to give ourselves away. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said?
Amen.
You could put that right in there, in the potted plant.